Okay, so we were just leaving off. So we basically spoke about on Rosh Chodesh. We know that there's four aliyahs that we have in Rosh Chodesh. So the question is, how are you going to split up the parsha that we learn in Rosh Chodesh? So the first parsha is 8 psukim. So we said you have to split it up. Right? If you do 2 and 2, each person will read 4 psukim each. Then you're going to be left over with. The next parsha is 2 psukim. B'yom Shabbos is 2 psukim, and then the next parsha, Rosh Chodesh, is 5 psukim. So how are we going to split it up? So, if you read 2 from B'yom Shabbos, that 2 psukim, and then you read 1 pasuk into Rosh Chodesh, so then you said you can't do that because you're not supposed to start a parsha and only lane 1 pasuk. So he says, so then what should you do? So maybe you should read 2 from B'yom Shabbos and then 3 of the next parsha, but then you're going to leave over 2. So if you're going to leave over 2, how are you going to have another aliyah with only 2 psukim? You have to lane at least 3 psukim. So they asked this question from Rava. And Rava said that I didn't hear this exact shayla, but I heard a very similar shayla, which we spoke about the mamadas. The mamadas were something we don't really have as manazeh. The mamadas was something in the base of English when they brought a korban tzibur. So they, you know, every single day they brought a korban tzibur. So they used to lane in certain places, if it was your group's day to do this, so then you would lane the mamadas, which is each day of that week you would lane part of Bereshis. So the Gemara said. So he said, I heard a very similar shaila to this over here by the mamadas. And it says that what are you supposed to learn the first day? You're supposed to learn B'yayim HaRishon, Bereshis, Vayihi Rakia. You're supposed to learn the parsha of Bereshis and the next parsha of Vayihi Rakia. And we have like this. Bereshis is 2 psukim. And Bereshis you have 2 aliyahs, and Vayihi Rakia you have 1 aliyah. So he said, very good that Vayihi Rakia is 1 aliyah because that's 3 psukim. But Bereshis, how are you going to have 2 aliyahs? It's 5 psukim. How are you going to split up 5 psukim into 2 aliyahs? We know that when you read the Torah, you're not supposed to do less than 3 psukim. So we said on this. So here we have Rav and Shmuel. So Rav says, very simple. What you do is that you lane 1 pasuk again. So you're right, you lane 3. And then, even though there's only 2 psukim left, you lane again a pasuk from before, the last pasuk that you already read, you read that pasuk again. And Shmuel said, no, what you do is you read half the pasuk. So it looks like you read 2.5 psukim each. So those are the two ways to get around this. So he says, therefore, the same idea we can do by Rosh Chodesh, right? You either learn 1 pasuk again, which what we do with Amar Tulahem, right? We read that pasuk again, or you just according to the other sheet, according to Shmuel, you learn half of that pasuk, and then the next aliyah will learn half of that pasuk. So that's what we're up to right now. Vidmarla Rav Amar Daylig Shmuel Mer Paisuk. So Rav Amar Daylig, my time alone Mer Paisuk. Why does Rav say that you read a pasuk again instead of stopping and reading half a pasuk? Maybe that's a better etzah. So he says, what do you mean? Anything that Moshe didn't stop, you know, Moshe said the pasuk ends here, you can't end the pasuk earlier, you can't do that. So that's why we can't, that's not a good etzah. Ushmo, so what about Shmo? How come Shmo says that you should lane half a pasuk and not read a pasuk again? Shmo amar paskin lay, v'ham Reb Chananya, but they bring a maisa from Reb Chananya Kra. Reb Chananya was a big Baal Kaira, and he also used to teach kids also. So he says, Tsar Gadol Hayli Eitzer Reb Chanina Gadol. I had a lot of Tsar, meaning by Reb Chanina Gadol, meaning I really tried my hardest to convince him. He never let me stop in the middle of a pasuk unless I was teaching kids, because that's the only way kids are going to learn. But any other way, I can't stop. So how is Shmuel going to hold that you can just stop? Reb Chanina tried his hardest, and Reb Chanina Gadol never let him. She says, Hasam, time am I. She says, well, so what's the reason why he let you stop for the kids? Mishum delay efshar, right? Because it's impossible. You can't teach a kid an entire pasuk without stopping a little bit. Okay, this word means this, and this, you know, that's that. It's only possible to teach a kid that way. So hachanami lay efshar, same thing over here. We just explained that it's impossible to lay in any other way unless you stop. So then the more goes on. Shmuel Amar Paisik, my time only Amar Daylig. So Shmuel that he says Paisik, why doesn't he just say to simply just read the pasuk again? You know, that's also a nice etzah. So he says, no, you can't do that because gzeira mishum and nechnasim mishum and yaitzim. The problem is that there's a gzeira from the nechnasim and the yaitzim. Meaning that what is that? If you, what's going to happen? You're going to read the first. You have 5 psukim here, so you're going to read 3 psukim, and then you're going to be left over with 2. So if people leave right then, they're going to say, hey, the next person is just going to lane two psukim. They're going to think that that's what you can do. You lane one person, you lane two psukim. And also the nechnasim are going to come in, and they're going to hear that the person starting from a pasuk before is going to say, oh, the person before only lane two psukim. So you're going to have a problem if you read one pasuk again, because the people leaving early and the people coming late. So that's why he holds that you cannot read a pasuk again. You're just going to get into more problems than you started. You're going to cause more problems than you're helping. So you have a parasha of six psukim. Very simple. You write lane with two people, right? Each person lanes three psukim. V'shachamisha psukim. And then you have five psukim biyachid. Only have one person can lane it. Kar rishon shloisha. Let's say the first person got up. He only had five psukim. And he went and he laned three psukim. So hasheni kaira. So the second person that gets up, what should he do? He should lane two from this parsha and one pasuk from the next parsha. But some say no, you can't just lane one pasuk from the next parsha, right? Because you always have to lane at least three into the parsha. So you have to lane three. Because you cannot start laning into a parsha without less than three psukim. You got to lane at least three psukim going into the parsha. So the misa, it says, if we have this option to be dailig, Lamant Damar dailig nidlig. Why do you have to lane one pasuk going into the next parsha? Right, you have five psukim. First guy went and lane three, so now you have two psukim left. So what's the Gemara saying? You should go ahead and read two and then three. So what do we mean? Just be dailig. Read one pasuk again, and then all you have to do is three from that parsha. Lamant Damar baisig nifsek. Show whether this is a kasha or not, but they take it up because it's not really a kasha. Rashi explains because the guy already laned it. He already laned the whole pasuk. He didn't stop in the middle. So there's only two psukim left. What do you want him to do now? Okay, but anyway, so the kasha for sure is for on the person that says dailig, you should read a pasuk again instead of reading into the next parsha. She says no. Shani hasam in the avshar b'achi over there in this brisa that we're asking a kasha that you say you should lane three into the next parsha or one into the next parsha. That's because it's possible. There's another parsha we're laning into the next parsha, but over here. By the Mamadis or by Rish Chayidish, you're not supposed to lane a different inyan. You're only supposed to lane the inyan that is specific for that day. You're not supposed to go into the next parsha. So since it's impossible, that's why we come up with an etzah to stop in the middle or to lane a pasuk again. Amr Tachman Rishu Ben Levi, halacha ki yeshayim, the halacha is like the yeshayim that you have to lane at least three psukim into the next parsha. Amr Tachman Rishu Ben Levi, kishem shem askim parsha pachim begim psukim, the same way that you do not start into a parsha with less than three psukim, you got to lane at least three psukim. Kachin mashayim parsha pachim shalosh tzvat psukim. Also, you're not supposed to end off with less than three psukim from a stop. Right? You can't stop one pasuk before a stop or two psukim before a stop. So Gemara says, pshito, what should be the difference? That's pashut. Just like beginning into a next parsha, the Tanakama was mekel, right? The Tanakama says that before he said that you can lane two from this if you have five psukim. The first guy lane three by accident. The next person lanes one pasuk into the next parsha. So you see the Tanakama is mekel b'negei of that, and still the machmir yeshayimim. So shir the machmir Tanakama for sure leaving over, which the Tanakama, meaning leaving over less than two psukim to a stop. The Tanakama is machmer, so for sure, like kol shekein the machmir yeshem. For sure, the yeshem is going to be machmer. So Gemara says no. Ma'ar de tema nechnasim shchichi yoisim lo shchichi. The manchi sefer tayv nafki. No, it's different because it's normal for people to come a little late, but people leaving early. Somebody would leave in the middle of the tayrus. Manchi sefer tayv nafki. Nah, no one's going to leave early. So you think that maybe even the yeshem are not going to be. They're not going to be. not going to be chaylik over there. Kamash Malan, so Chiddush said that even in that case they would argue and you have to make it clear that maybe people are going to leave early. But Tanakama Maish Nod Shiuri Deloy Mishem Yoytsim Aschuli Namig Zayim Mishem Lachnasim. So what's the difference? According to the Tanakama, why should there be any difference? I remind the Ayel Shiuli Shah because the people that come in late, they'll just ask. They'll say, hey, what's going on over here? The guy only went 2 seconds before. Oh no. The guy was dialogue, the guy was paisik. Oh, okay, fine, I understand. But the guy leaves early, he has no one to ask. He's going to work, he's not going to ask anybody. So therefore, we have to be careful of the people that are leaving, but the people that are coming in, that's not a problem. They'll talk, and you know they'll ask around, and they'll figure out what's going on. So that's not a gzera. Shalach le rabba beri d'rav le rav Yosef. Hilchus amai, what's the halacha? Shalach le hilchus a dialogue v'msai dialogue. The halacha is that you you read the pasuk again. So which pasuk should you read again? The middle person should read the pasuk again, and that's what we do. Right? We see from Marta Lahem, we read that pasuk again. So the Mishnah said that the klal is that we were talking about different aliyahs, how many aliyahs you get for each right day. So we said on a regular day you get 3 aliyahs, and then Rosh Chodesh and Chalmed you have 4. So we said that zeh haklal, any day that has musaf, what did the Mishnah say? Zeh haklal, kol sheish by musaf, any yomtiv karnaba, any day that has musaf, and it's not a yomtiv, you lane 4 aliyahs. So the Gemara says, Zibayilhu, Tainus Tzibir Bakama. What about a Tainus? We mustn't even talk about a Tainus. How many aliyahs should we have on a Tainus? Rish Chodesh Umayyad Ika Karban Mosef Arba. Just like by Rish Chodesh Umayyad, since it's a Karban Mosef, that's why you have 4. Aval Hach the Laka Karban Mosef Lai. By Tainus Tzibir, there's no Karban Mosef. So therefore, since there's no Karban Mosef, the Klah was, Kol Sheish by Mosef, you have 4. But Tainus Tzibir, you don't have 4. So therefore, Tainus Tzibir should be 3. Aydilma, no. Hachanami Ika Mosef. Tefila over here, even though there's not musaf, but there's a maisav tefila, there's an extra tefila. Which extra tefila do we say on the tainus? Aneinu. So that's the extra tefila. So maybe that's enough to knock him into the category of 4 aliyahs. Tashma, Rosh Chodesh Mechol Shamayit Karen Abba. But the Mishnah said Rosh Chodesh Mechol Shamayit. You read 4. So you make a diak. Kaba tainus tzibur gimel. The tainus tzibur. It's mashma that the tainus tzibur you only learn 3. This is Emer Reisha B'Sheni V'Chamisha B'Shabbos Mincha Karen Gimel. So the wait, but the Reisha says that what on Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos B'Mincha you read 3. What's that mashma? Hatainus tzibur abba. So one part of the Mishnah is mashma that the tainus tzibur gets 3 aliyahs, and one part of the Mishnah is mashma that the tainus tzibur gets 4 aliyahs. Elamihal Lakol Mashmi. No, there's nothing. You obviously cannot be medayik from this Mishnah because you have opposite mashmayas between the Reisha and the Seifa. Tashma, here we have a story. Rav ikla lebavel. Rav went to Bavel, the tainus tzibur. Come, he got up, krab a sifra, he read in the Sefer Torah, pasach baruch, he opened up and he said a bracha, chasim v'loy baruch, when he finished reading, he didn't say a bracha. Right, we said in the beginning that only the first person say a bracha, and then, so it says, and then Gemara goes on, everyone that was there did tachanun, anam payu, v'rav l'nafal alape, Rav did not do tachanun, that's just a side point, Rav did not do tachanun. So mechti, Rav be Yisrael kara. What happened over there? There was a tainus tzibur, and Rav was Yisrael. So they called up Rav for shlishi pashtas. So they called the Rav for shlishi. My time of chasim v'lei baruch. Why didn't he make a bracha at the end? We know that everybody agrees that the last person that gets an aliyah should make the last bracha. Why didn't he make a bracha? Because obviously he felt that there's going to be 4 aliyahs there. So there's a person after him is going to be the one making the last bracha. So the Gemara says, "Lo, Rav b'kahani kar." No, they called up Rav as a kayan. Because in those days you were able to call up a chash of a person as a kayan. The Rav Huna kari b'kahani. Even if you're not a kayan, they would call up Rav Huna as a kayan because he was a very a person that is a chash of. So too Rav, since he was such a chash of a person, they called him up as kayan, and that's why he didn't finish up making a bracha when he finished leaning. Someone says, Bishlam, Rav Huna Kar B'Kani. I understand why they would be able to call up Rav Huna as a Kayin, even though he was not a Kayin. Da'afilu Rav Ami Rav Asi, the Kahani, Chashivi Darid Yisrael, Mekiv Kaifu Rav Huna. Because even Rav Ami Rav Asi, who were Kayhadim and they were Chashiv, still they were Machniya themselves to Rav Huna. The Rav Huna was the Gadol Adar, and he would be able to get Kayin, even though there were other Chashiv Kayhadim in the room. Ela Rav, Ha'ika Shmuel. Rav lived the same time as Shmuel, and Rav would give kavod to Shmuel. Ika Shmuel the Kahana. Shmuel number one was a Kayan. Udover le Shmuel. Hold on a second. What is he saying? Udover Yilua. And he was Naig kavod to Shmuel. Rav was Naig kavod to Shmuel. So how can Rav get Kayan if there's somebody else who's greater than you, who lives in the same area, who's a Kayan? So then, for sure, you cannot go and take Kayan. So how would Rav be able to take Kayan? So Gemara says, no, Shmuel Nami Mekev Havi Kaifuli the Rav. Shmuel also was Machni himself the Rav. Rav would Avalei Kavod, V'chi Avalei B'fanav Shlei B'fanav Loi Avalei. Rav was only Nai Kavod to Shmuel in front of him. That's because a certain Maaseh Shehaya that Rav cursed to Shmuel. So since that time, he was always Nai Kavod to him. Rav was always not covered to him, but really, Adzem, Rav was greater than Shmuel, and therefore, Rav can get Kahin. Hochanam Mistabah, the Rav Bekhanikar. It's also Mistabah that Rav was called up as Kahin and not Yisrael. Dishakadach of Yisrael, Karev, if you're gonna think that he was called up as Yisrael Ashlishi, Lefaneha my time of Baruch. Why did he make a bracha before? We know that you're supposed to in those days. Only the first person that got the Levi would make the first bracha. There's no la'achar takana. No, it was after the takana. Remember, we said the Gemara says that after the takana they made that everyone should make a bracha. You know, for again because in the chnasim and the yaitzim, she says yahachi la'achar na'ami levarach. So if that's the case, then the minig is also to make a bracha afterwards. So why should he only make a bracha before? Why, and he did not make a bracha afterwards? He should make a bracha afterwards. So says shani hecha de yosef rav de meil aili meifki mifik loy nafki. Because that was different. Because Rav, where Rav was, nobody left early. Since nobody left early, he had no problem not making a bracha at the end. So he had to make a bracha before because sometimes people come late. But like we said before, we said earlier, there's a very strong svara to say that people are not going to leave when they're in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. So therefore, he didn't have to be nervous to not make a bracha afterwards. Tashma, Zeaklau, Kol Sho, so it's no raya for me, right? Because it could be that he was a kain, so you don't know whether there was three aliyas there or four aliyas there. Tashma, Zeaklau, Kol Sho Yishbay Bitl Malacha La'am, Kigoin Tainas Tzibur Tishavav Kairin Gimel. Anytime that there's Bitl Malacha, we don't want to keep everybody in shul longer than they have to because they got to get to work. So anytime there's Bitl Malacha, when everyone's allowed to work, like Tainas Tzibur and Tishavav, interesting that he's bringing Tishavav here, but we'll see that Rashi says that the Tisha B'Av depends on your makom. If the minhag makom was to work, then you were allowed to work on Tisha B'Av. So the rule was that any time that there's bittul malacha, so then they would only read gimel. So karin gimel. V'she'em b'bittul malacha la'am kiven reshe chadash v'chol shamayit karin dalet. So Shmami, no, we have a beautiful raya from here that you're only supposed to lane three aliyas by Tainas Tzibur. Amar Vashi ah b'ha nan loy t'nan ha'chi, but we didn't learn this. Zaklal kol yom sheish by musaf ve'ena yamtiv kairin abo. We have a Mishnah. Our Mishnah never said this. Our Mishnah said that zaklal, any day that you have musaf and it's not a yamtiv, you read four. Why would we say a zaklal? Anytime you say a zaklal, you're coming to include something. Lasu yemei lav lasu yatainas tzibur v'tisha b'av. Aren't we coming to include? Isn't our Mishnah coming to include tainas tzibur and tisha b'av that our Mishnah, the Tana of Mishnah would hold that you have to lane four aliyas. So Rav Ashi, Masnisimani, and according to Rav Ashi, who's the Mishnah? Who's the Mishnah like? Loi Tanakam of Leir B'Yosi. So even according to Rav Ashi is coming to say, here, wait a second, we have a Mishnah that says that it's Mashma that Zeaklau is coming to include Tanis Yim B'Tishbav. But even according to Rav Ashi, who's my Mishnah going to be like? Loi Tanakam of Leir B'Yosi. The Tanya, we have a Brisa. Chalias B'Shenu B'Chamishi, Kairin Gimel. Umafter. Echad b'shlishi u'brevi kairi echad u'mafter echad. What is going on? This is talking about Tisha B'Av. So, if you have Tisha B'Av that falls on a Monday and Thursday, you read gimel u'mafter. If, let's say, it falls out echad b'shlishi u'brevi, Sunday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, Kairi echad u'mafter echad. Then you only have one aliyah and one person says mafter. Rabbi Yosi Yomel Olam Kairin Gimel mafter echad. You always have three aliyahs and one mafter. So velakasha zeklal loy lasir rosh. So if that's the case, it's fair. Zeklal loy lasir rosh chaydeh shemayin.
Mafter meaning the third aliyah or a fourth? Was it mafter?
No, that person, that third aliyah is the mafter. Yeah, that last person, that third aliyah is the mashah. So, what's this gimel here? So, velakasha zeklal asuye reshchay shemayid ha behed yaktanila. So, what's that cloud coming to include? Reshchay shemayid, that already says mefurish. Reshchay chadash shemayid karin abba. There's a simna ba'alma yohiv. It's just a simon. The loytema yamtiv and chol shamayit ki adad nud. It's just a simon that you shouldn't say that yamtiv and chalamayit are the same. So it also says zeaklal. Ela nakat haklal biyadacha kol the tafi le milsa mechavri. Anytime that something has something over another day, tafi le gavri yisera. You also add an extra aliyah. Hilkach b'reish chaydish shamayit ika karbon musaf karin abba. Since b'reish chaydish shamayit has something extra than a regular day, that it has musaf, so you read four. Biyamtiv. to Aser Basiyas Malacha Chamisha. Since Yantav is Aser with another thing, it has Aser Yunalad du Malacha, you have five. Biyam Kippurim Danish Kairis, Biyam Kippurim has an extra thing that you have an Einish of Kairis, Shisha. Shabbos, Deika Iser Skila, Shiva. Shabbos, it has, again, another thing, another level, which is Skila, then you have 7 days. So really, they're learning that Zeh HaKlal is not coming to include anything specific. It's just coming to emphasize this is the klal that when you have, that don't think that Chol HaMoed and Yontif are the same, even though the Mishnah before says that. Still, we're just trying to emphasize that any time you have something that's a little bit, that has a little bit more than it's a different day, it has another aliyah. All right, stop.